Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Visibility Catalyst and best-selling publisher Linda Joy. You know, whether it's through this show, the pages of Aspire magazine, or the best-selling inspirational books that I publish at Inspired Living Publishing, I just love bringing you intimate, authentic conversation with today's leading visionary woman. Women in personal and spiritual development, success and mindset, natural health and wellness, conscious business, and self-empowerment. So thank you for being here. I'm so honored that you're sharing space with me today and my special guest. And if you're a heart-centered female entrepreneur, I invite you to learn how you can be a part of Inspired Living Publishing's upcoming eighth book, Shine, Stories to Inspire You to Dream Big, Fear Less, and Blaze Your Own Trail. You can learn more at shine-book.com for more details. Now, have you ever wondered if some kind of old love karma is blocking you from the fulfilling, loving relationship that you desire and that you deserve? I'll tell you, karma can't be seen, but it sure can be felt. I'm sure we've all been there, right? Karmic relationships are usually intense, and they drive us crazy. There may be commitment, communication, or compatibility issues. These relationship problems are all karmic in nature, but they all have solutions. And joining me today is an old friend, Dr. Carmen Hara, and we'll be talking about how to clear karmic obstacles to manifest deeply rewarding love. Allow me to introduce her. Dr. Carmen Hara is a world-renowned intuitive psychologist, best-selling author, radio show host, relationship expert, and TV personality. Combining incredible guidance with her intuitive abilities, Carmen has counseled tens of thousands of people from all walks of life, from the lady next door to Hollywood celebrities and eminent politicians. She's been featured in a who's who of publications, including the New York Times, New York Post, New York Daily News, been on shows like Good Morning America, The View, Fox News, The Today Show, and many more. She's the author of the international bestsellers Everyday Karma, Decoding Your Destiny, The 11 Eternal Principles, and Holiness, among others. Her seventh book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationships, was released by Penguin Books, and she's now working on her eighth book. Welcome, Carmen.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having me. I adore you. You're such an amazing lady, talking about achievement and talking about empowering women and helping all of us, you know, to be where we want to be. And what a topic, no? I'm talking about the concept of karma. This is such a misunderstood concept, and everybody, when they think of karma, they think of what goes around comes around, but it's such a narrow explanation of the number one law of spirituality, the law of karma, that the truth is that we all carry karma that is good or bad, but karma can be drawn its past from its past life, and it creates, you know, so much negativity if it's not understood, if it's not resolved, and it can also be passed through generation. Karma can be like your blood type, can be having anything to do from your physical features, from the way you look in a mirror, from the way you present yourself, from the way you manifest everything, from the way you repeat in your life your events, your situation, the people who come into your life. And it karma knocks at your door time and time again, and until you wake up and you say, okay, stop, I got it, you know. And when it comes to love karma, unsettle karma, will cause you to experience a similar scenario over and over again, till, you know, one day you say, wait a minute, you know, I'm meeting the same type of partners and endure the same heartache until, you know, I will become aware and I will take appropriate action. So it's up to me to decide, and it's up to me to do something about it, and it's up to me to wake up. So I do have to do something to clear the old karma and acknowledge it. So, you know, I will introduce to your listeners some steps, because we all are interested to see, so how can I clear, you know, how can I get rid of these blockages that are stopping me from those fulfilling, loving relationships, like you said at the beginning of the show, we all deserve, and we do deserve to be happy and to move on and to grow and to evolve. And why are we not evolving? Why are we stuck for 10 years, 20 years sometimes, and forever, you know, in a pattern of being miserable and bringing, as I said, the same type of people in our lives that can make us fall apart and not go where we're meant to go. So the first thing that we need to do to attract a good relationship is understand the concept of karma. It's like if you want to change your love story, you have to revisit the beginning of your story. You have to return to the origin, because you have to understand the pattern. You have to understand what exactly happened that you keep on repeating. You have to understand what created the situation that you are in, because you don't want the same ending. So you have to identify the issues at its source. Like, for instance, karma usually can refer to many things. Like, for instance, even when you say, did your parents suffer similar circumstances, or recognize the reality of your karma entails a bit of introspection, but it's the first step towards the karmic resolution by going to its source. So that's the first thing. And when you go there to the source, to the beginning, to where the problem originated, then you have to say, I will respond differently. It's like you go back to where the problem originated and said, well, I'm not going to create the same situation again. I decided to respond to, you know, life is about you, the way you respond to something. And you don't want to respond the same way, because in this way, you delete the first negative experience and replace it with a different one. You implement a new intention, a new thought, a new action to reap new results. And number three, you need some time to change an environment, because let's say you stay in the same environment, you stay in the same place that carries the same memories. You stay in a place where, for instance, you went through a terrible divorce. You stay in the same place where your mother died, or in the place where your husband died, or, you know, you had him. That place carries, believe it or not, a home is an extension of you. Is an extension of your feelings. It's almost like the walls around you, they carry your vibration. That's why sometimes it's good to do the cleansing. It's good to repaint, to redecorate, to change everything around so that you create a new expression of you. So, or you're in a place where your husband betrayed you or brought another woman. I'm just bringing all kinds of scenarios. So you don't want to be in that environment that carries the same situation. So change the environment. I know probably you're going to say, well, that's hard to do because I don't have the money to build another home. But at least try to rearrange everything and change the colors, or buy new furniture, or do something, or buy new clothes, or change the color of your hair. So give yourself a makeover. It's very powerful, very significant to create a new image of you and the new environment. And very powerful, as I should call you as number four, is to practice forgiveness. Because no one can hurt, you know, if you forgive them. Forgive comes from the Greek word at the origin, which means to detach. If you detach from the problem, you free yourself. A lot of people, they cannot forgive. They have an issue with forgiving. But when you forgive, you regain control. Control over your own karma, because karma in many respects represents your memory. So you forgive your partners, your parents, your younger self, your own self, you know, and everybody around you. And then your forgiveness breaks down that memory and detaches you and deletes, you know, you delete all that, the things within yourself. It's just like you delete all the information in the computer, and the computer works better. You delete all the information in your subconscious mind. Interestingly enough, the brain stores information on the right side of the brain and not on the left, because the left functions on the cognition, on the cognitive, on the sensory, on the reality we live on. On the right side, everything, you know, that we go through gets stored. Everything, every emotion, every experience, every feeling, every person we meet, every time we have sex, every time we go through something pleasant, unpleasant, we take it and we put it on the right side of the brain. They have tons of files. And the more we age, the heavier the brain begins to be. And we don't want to carry that.
No.
That's a luggage.
And I, like you, believe forgiveness changes everything. It completely transformed my life. And when we come back from our first break, I want to talk a little bit more about that, because it is transformational, and people don't realize that what you fail to forgive follows you into relationship to relationship. And I know that was my truth for many years. And the other tips that you shared, changing your environment, I'm a big feng shui girl, so that really spoke to me. So we'll be back in a moment with Dr. Carmen Hara, and she'll be talking more about some of the ways you can clear the love karma blocks that may be sabotaging your relationships.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations, and with me today is Dr. Carmen Hara, and you can learn more at carmenhara.com. So, a moment ago, right before the break, you were talking about the power of forgiveness. Do you see in your work, working with karma and relationships, that it is one of the key issues that shows up more so than not?
Yeah, I see people, I used to do even couple therapy, and I see especially men having very hard time forgiving women who divorce them. They can never forgive a woman who divorced them. And also women have sometimes a hard time forgiving a man who cheated on them. And how can they forgive? You know what I mean? Well, they create their own blockage. So I've seen women coming back to me and said, I don't know what I did, but I've attracted the same cheater. Or I've attracted the same abuser, the same alcoholic. Or I've been abused, and after 5 years, I brought another man in the life who's abusing me again. So what they don't seem to comprehend is that the karma really symbolizes the repetition. So we keep on repeating unless we process what has happened to us and go back to the moment. You know what's happening in the world right now, by the way, with this Me Too moment, is the fact that women wake up and say, let's go to the moment when we all experience that abuse. And let's have the courage to bring it to the surface to heal ourselves. So humanity now goes through the female coming back in power, because we're in the era of the two. And two symbolizes the motherhood, the healing force, the female, the moon. You know, by the way, there was such a moon, you know, the other night.
Yes, it was beautiful. I was outside at 4 in the morning doing my blessing.
Incredible. So there was one similar 150 years ago. So talking about the moon power over the sun, and the sun is the male energy, and the moon is the female. But then the female energy is so incredible, powerful now. So the female has the power to say, no more. I'm not letting you abuse me anymore. The women come back, go back to the ancient times. Female were in power. The women, the goddesses of the world were the women. Now we need to bring back. There's no accident of everything we're seeing in politics today, of everything we're seeing in Hollywood, of everything we're seeing in every magazine, everything we're reading about women coming forward and saying, I'm not going to let this happen to me. Because what does it mean is getting rid of the karma that has been created for a very long time, for thousands of years, the last 2,000 of years, when women were dismissed. Women had to sit home. They were not acknowledged, you know, they were not allowed to, you know. I remember I was in college and I was reading a book, The Drama of Women Trying to Liberate Themselves, by a woman called Mathilde Nail. And I was so sick reading that woman, that book, because the woman had such a, and that was a while back, like when I was in college, years, many years ago. And that woman was talking with such a gratitude about the fact that the day will come when women will stick out and they will have the courage. And she was right. You know, I see that now.
I love that. Now,
yeah, women. Yeah.
I had read that you
forgiveness.
That you believe there are four types of relationships. But what do you mean by that? And how do we know which one we're in?
Well, Linda, I tell you, I came up with this. I write blogs and books for many years. So I always try to come up with new ideas. So one of the things that I've seen working with doing couple therapy for many years, I said, let me, and in time, you know, you acknowledge that things start to repeat, talking about repetition, like see the same group of people. So I realized that, in fact, you know, relationships are pretty similar. So they're transitory relationship, for instance. A transition, like a transitory relationship, is a bridge between two phases of evolution. Like a transitory relationship is like a girl that turns into a woman, you know. So it's a person coping with a separation, with a loss, with a divorce. So when she's already separated, she's not ready to marry another man. She goes through a transition. So she's meeting somebody new for a year or two or three, but that's not the person to get married or to be for the rest of her life. So transitory relationships are marked by desire, physical chemistry, excitement, adventure, but lack of commitment, lack of authentic love. But they involve a kind of love at the level of the five sensor, at the sensory level. So relationships like this, you know, are necessary, but they come when you're vulnerable. So you got vulnerable because you either inexperienced or you went through a separation. They are necessary. But if you, everybody listening, if you find yourself in a transitional relationship, know that that's necessary, but don't take it necessary. Don't take it like seriously. Just take it like it's, I need to go through this transition, but I'm not going to believe in this 100% because it's just for now. transitory relationship of now. When there are karmic relationships, which exactly what we've been talking, the greatest law of the universe, that contrary to what people believe, karma is not a malicious force. Karma is just, as I said, the memory of your thoughts, intention, action, both good and bad. But karma is so intense, because I personally think that karma has something to do with past life. And two people just meet, and their connection is so powerful, they cannot even explain it. The moment that karma is resolved, those people can walk away from each other and never look back. But it's interesting, a karmic relationship can happen when two people happen to be happily married. So let's say you're happy marriage, and you meet somebody, and you madly fall in love with that person, though you are happily married at home, and you don't understand why this other person came into your life. The only explanation is that there is memory of the soul, past life do exist, and that person comes into your life for a short period of time. Then karmic relationships, as I said, they great. But sometimes they can be very difficult if there is a memory from a past life that is not necessarily positive. But usually are there's progression. So karmic relationship can be progressive, enlightening, and complementary. But they also can be, as I said, temporary. The most interesting group of relationships are the compromise. I should say that 80%, from what I've seen in my practice, are compromise relationships, the most common type of relationship. It occurs when two people come together based on an arrangement or comfort or financial stability. In many relationships that are meant to end, continue because the both partner, they are used to stay together, and they don't want to. They settle for one another. They share a house. They have kids. They feel obligated to stay together. They're influenced by their parents. Relationship based on compromise, they keep us stuck in the so-called comfort zone. So it's important to evaluate where you're very, very happy with your partner or you're in the comfort zone. And probably a lot of people listening would say, well, I'm probably more in the comfort zone. But you know what? Being a compromised relationship is very common. And at the end, you know what happens in many cases? People that are in compromised relationship, they cheat. They consider it normal. Both they cheat, but they continue to compromise. This relationship can be complementary. They continue to live together. They continue to buy properties. They continue to raise a family in harmony. So it is a compromise. But the most fascinating type of relationship that is so unique and very rare is called a soulmate relationship. A lot of people don't believe in soulmate relationship. And listen, if you don't believe in soulmate relationship, you'll never experience one. So what you don't believe, you don't experience. What you think you become and what you can never go beyond your belief. So a soulmate is a unique bond that reaches far deeper than physical and emotional. So I wrote an article on Huffington Post, the 10 elements of a soulmate, that had hundreds and thousands of shares, just because I tried to define those elements of a soulmate. And I said, if you found a soulmate relationship, then congratulations, that you are, you know, life is beautiful. You reach that level of a perfection, because it's the two of you against the world. That you are, the two of you, you look in each other's life and you finish each other's sentences and you are inseparable. I met once a 60-year-old woman married to a 30-year-old man, and nobody understood that. I did, because I thought these two people are soulmates, you know, and they lived somewhere upstate New York, and they said, we cannot be separated. And because they were soulmates. So it's incredible, because it's like they were linked. They were two pieces of the puzzle that fit perfectly together. As I said, it's very rare, and it's very unique, and it's extremely powerful.
So those that are in a compromised relationship, if that's 80% of who you've seen, it sounds like happiness can be there, because if happiness wasn't there, I shouldn't say that because I know a lot of people, and I've been there, have stayed when we weren't happy, right? But, I mean, that's a big number, 80%.
Very big, yeah, very big because...
It's like they're friends more than lovers. Is that what you mean?
Because, you know, I tell you what happens. They're in the comfort zone. So you're in the comfort zone. And we are afraid of being out of the comfort zone. We are creatures of habit. We humans, we are creatures. We want to be living in the comfort zone. We're so scared of change. And if you tell somebody, go change, move, get another job, people are afraid. Oh, I don't know how it's going to be. I prefer to stay in this job, even if it's not the best job, just because I got used to it. I prefer to stay with this person, even if I don't really love him, but I'm in that comfort zone. Oh, well, we share, we have two kids already. What am I going to leave him for? You understand? So this is the mentality. This is the way we function. So that's why I saw many, many cases like this. And doing marriage counseling, I've seen how people actually come to a counselor because they want to reconcile. They don't necessarily love each other that much, but they want to compromise. Even if they cheat on each other. They still want to compromise. They have investments together. They have bank accounts together. They have that financial stability together that they're afraid to lose.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, and I have friends that have been there. I compromised many years ago in my marriage for different reasons. It wasn't financial, but I have a lot of close friends who have confided in me that said, Linda, I don't want to give up my quality of life or my children's quality of life. He's a good he's a good man, a good father. So it is a compromise. They have love and respect for him, but it's not a spark. And so I see what you mean now. They stay. We're going to dive more into this when we come back from our next break. But, yeah, I can see all the layers and reasons people would compromise. I'll be back in a moment with Dr. Carmen Hara. We'll be diving more into this juicy topic about karma and love and how to, you know, manifest a truly great relationship. We'll be talking about that in the next segment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at cultivatingpeaceandjoy.com.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. the girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Dr. Carmen Hara. So, Carmen, we're talking about how to clear, you know, the karma, and you shared some great tips like changing your environment and practicing forgiveness. But what are some of the keys that you offer your clients about manifesting a truly great relationship once you have cleared all the muck?
You know, there's another thing that I'd love to address in your show that I think is very powerful.
Oh, please.
A lot of relationships go conflictual. You know, you see conflict in relationships. Even in relationships that you consider relatively good, and even reaching a level of stability, and all of a sudden there's a conflict coming out of nowhere, you know. So how can you work it out, you know, the most crucial part of any fight, you know? What's the resolution? And then I came up with some points that I'm going to give to your listeners. And obviously, reducing discord in relationship begins by rearranging your thoughts, because your brain functions, as I said before, through habit. So when you think differently, you speak and act differently, which will produce different results. So I'm going to give you some different mental attitudes to counter-attack conflict in relationship and carry out productive dialogue. Like, for instance, when you want to talk to your partner, you take responsibility, not blame, because the first step to rebuild a peaceful relationship is to assume some responsibility, which usually we don't want to do. It's usually to blame, you know, your partner for everything, which will increase anger. It's easy to point fingers instead of saying, yeah, I did something wrong myself. So responsibility, not blame, will be number one. Number two is meditation, not desperation. You know, when something goes wrong and you go in a conflict, the first reaction is being desperate. I want you to be more in a state of meditation. And when I say meditation, I'm not saying go in another room and start reading. I'm just saying for a moment, be calmer. Let the cortex, the side, the back of your brain, reasoning for a moment, count up to 100 and use your intelligence of the brain, not the hypothalamus, not your emotional side of the brain. Work on your emotion, but your intelligence of the brain. And in that moment, you know, your desperation goes away, believe it or not. So when you're not desperate, you think. You think more clearly, and you understand what's going on, and you can process. I want you to be reception, not reaction. Because, you know, you tend to react right away. So listen to your partner's statement without forming an entire lecture on response. You know, the most important thing is understand that your partner has his own point of view. So let him speak, and then you speak. And when you talk and when you argue, think of the present, not of the past. Whenever we argue, we tend to bring up mistakes that happened a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. That's what we constantly do. We redirect the conversation towards something that went wrong. Forget about the mistakes of the past. Focus on today because you want to create tomorrow. Yes, people can change, but you want to give everybody a chance to project something in the future and live in the moment, not in the past. And also think about needs and not desires, because when we actually make a mistake, when we talk about conflict, we think about our desire first, you know what I mean? And we don't think about needs. We need to be clear about our needs and not your desire. You might crave, let's say, a vacation, but this is not a need. Your need, the real need, is to spend time together, you know. So reach the core of what you really want. Also understand what sacrifice will be needed for both of you and your partner in order to repair the damage that you may have done. So remember that your significant others also have needs, too. So the needs are very significant. So don't operate on what are you desire, but on the need. The quality and not the quantity, because we tend to operate on the quantity. You don't need a dozen meaningless talks. You need one quality talk. So put all your thoughts together into one quantity talk, not a lot of talking with nonsense. Don't jump to subject to subject. Put all your thoughts together into one meaningful sentence and stick with that. Intimacy, not influence. You know, we allow ourselves to be influenced by all kinds of people, you know. Keep your affairs private. Very significant. Keep your affairs private. And guard your affairs between you and your partner. External influences are the weeds of a blossoming relationship. And devastate, you know, a most perfect good dynamic of a relationship happens all the time. Don't hang up on your significant other to call your friend and blame your husband to your friend. That's the biggest mistake, or to your mother, or to I don't know who. There's no need for anybody to know what's happening between you and your partner, because that's going to cause so much damage in time. And you have to go back to that moment in time for many years, and it's going to be very hard to fix. Now, reality, not perfection. You have to live in the real world, because the perfection is almost impossible. The love you want to receive may be different from the love you actually receive. And probably many of you are going to ask, why is that? Because people are far from perfect. They don't always give us what we want. They give us what they can. So no one is capable of extending unconditional love, patience, and tolerance the way we want. So some people can barely tolerate, or some people have to. So be very, very low on your expectations, but very real. Be real, you know, in what you expect. And in life, it's literally not personally. Don't say, you know, you always take things personally. That's such a big problem when it comes to conflict. Tell me that I'm not wrong. I know for sure I'm very right here. I mean, and anybody you will talk when they express their personal conflict, they take it personally. Please don't do that. You know, the way your mate treats you says much more about him or her than it says about you. So when you care about a person, you become overly sensitive to the things they say and do. We can distort their intention and make ourselves believe bad things that don't even mean. So be attention to that, because it only stems from your internal tendency to take it personally. And in life itself, it's not consequences. So dig down to the first rotten seed of your relationship, when and then, you know what I mean, you realize that you've been arguing about the lack of time you spend together, when in fact, you know, you have, as I said, to go to the source and consider the source of the problem instead of the repercussion of the problem. So the origin might be your partner's demanding job or some other things, you know, that is the root of the problem, that his person's missing your birthday. So don't make such a big deal out of it. Go to the source of the problem and understand the consequences of it. And in fact, it's resolution, not consequences. Because we are quick to jump to conclusion, and that's the problem that leads to conflict. So if you take steps like this into consideration, then you always, you know, you will have the right attitude. In life, it's about alter your attitude to reshape your relationship. So reoccurring conflicts can be resolved by you banishing all the emotional habits and shifting reaction to reflect a better understanding. So that's why I thought it's very significant, because we're talking about relationship, to address action and give tips to people to fix conflict in the relationship, because no matter what type of relationship you are in, that is a compromise, that is a transitory, you need to avoid a conflict, and you need to work on yourself. And if you implement all these 11 tips and consider them and take them, you know, very seriously, it's your own evolution, it's your own progress. You'll see yourself with a big smile on the face on a daily basis. And you're not going to go back to the nonsense, and you know, you will look at the world around you with different eyes, and you will guide your friends who don't know what they're doing. And you will see light at the end of a tunnel. And, you know, life is so beautiful. It's such a waste of time to be in a conflict with the world around on a daily basis, because I see this all the time.
Those 11 tips were so powerful, and the one that really transformed my life is the one that you mentioned, and I had to learn the lesson the hard way, is about honoring your relationship and keeping what is between the two of you private. I've been in my relationship now going on 24 years, and I'm so grateful that I learned that before I entered this relationship, because to me that's very sacred space, right? And
absolutely.
I believe that that's why this relationship, I call it my soul relationship, has thrived because of that one, well, because of many reasons, but that one, I see so many of my friends and family crossing that border, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's supposed to be your most sacred, blessed relationship. Why would you dishonor it? By sharing negative stuff about in the moment. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Intimacy, not influence. So make this your emotional intimacy. Make it so private. It's only you. No one has the right to interpret it, to evaluate it. Be an adult. Be an adult, you know. Grow up. Make your own decision. Don't let anybody else do it for yourself. That's so wrong. Because anyone else, okay, it's your own mother. She will filtrate it through her own perspective.
Yes, thank you.
Her perspective comes through her own generation, through her own understanding, through her own experiences. And it's definitely not going to resonate with your own situation. Impossible. Even your own therapist might have the wrong perspective.
Exactly. I want to talk about that more when we come back from the final break. And I also want to talk about, you know, we all want to be with a soulmate. How do we know if we found it? Because right now someone could be listening, and we'll talk about this from the break. They could be listening trying to decide which one of those four relationships they're in. And a lot of people want to, you know, they go, I want the soulmate one, but I think I'm in compromised or transitory. So we come back, Carmen, in the last few minutes that we have. Let's talk about what it looks like when you have found your soulmate. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Carmen Hara.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Beautiful one, if you're living your life by default and feeling disempowered, disconnected, and disenchanted, it's time to tap into your goddess power and use that divine energy to create the magical life of your dreams. As part of the Goddess Lifestyle Alchemy Program, creatrix Lisa Marie Rosati guides you through the 12 aspects of your life, while tapping into the archetypes, the four elements, the divine, and practical magic. By connecting to the divine and working with universal laws, your life suddenly shifts from going through the motions and struggles to seeing divine love and purpose in all aspects of your life. If you're ready to design your magical life, visit Lisa at goddesslifestyleplan.com for an abundance of supportive resources.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. So, Carmen, you know everybody's thinking about the four types of relationships that you shared, the transitory, the karmic, the compromise, and the soulmate. And, everyone wants the soulmate relationship. How do you define that? How do they know they're in it?
You know, You know, there's this American writer, Richard Bach, who said an element is a soulmate is someone who has locks that fit your keys and keys to fit your locks. So is that amazing feeling when you feel safe? You feel like you can open the locks to your true self and you can feel completely honest about who you are? And is the soulmate, is that epitome of love and partnership in this chaotic love that we are living in, and that no one else can fulfill you the way a soulmate can? And there's a world of a difference between soulmate and other type of partnership. Because as I said, a lot of people, you know, will remain in that kind of a partnership relationship. But I don't want you listening to feel bad for the fact that you settled and you will compromise. That's fine, too. Because in my practice, you know, I've seen very rarely a case of a soulmate relationship. But I will give you the nine ten elements of a soulmate, that the article that I wrote, that was my, I came up with this. So my first element is, it's something inside, you know. It's a kind of something, of a feeling that is so profound. It's a lingering emotion that has no words to describe. So the first thing of a soulmate is when you see that person, is something inside. And the second thing is that you see flashbacks. I don't know if you ever had that. Soulmates, usually they come together and they look at each other like the deja vu feeling. Like you have a sense, like, I know this person. I had this with my husband. When I saw my husband, I had a feeling I met him in Israel in a different time. And funny enough, my husband was from Israel. But interesting, and I didn't know when I met him that, but it's interesting how I had that feeling, you know. And you get each other. The two people who are soulmates, they finish each other's sentences, and they can spend all the time together, and they can never have enough of each other, you know. And they fall in love with each other's flaws. I mean, no relationship is perfect, but when a soulmate relationship, you love your person for whatever they do wrong. You love their imperfection, you know. You love even the wrong tendencies. You forgive them for whatever they do that is not okay. It's a very intense. Soulmate relationship is extremely intense. And even during negative episodes, it can be beyond way of describing the intensity of it. Almost like you cannot live with that person. You have that urge to be with that person every second. And you are mentally inseparable, you know. There's that mental connection, similar to twins. And you feel secure and protected when you are with your soulmate. Regardless of whatever happens, you feel like that person protects you. You can imagine your life with your soulmate. If your soulmate dies, which is my case, after 27 years of marriage, my husband died, I can't imagine my life without him years later.
It's just...
And that's very painful.
It is painful. And it's something you said a moment ago that really touched me, because that's how I felt. When you said you can show up as your true self, that's... was so important for me when I got into this relationship with Dana, and that is a need for me, right, to not have to wear a mask. And but I think in compromised relationships too, you can feel that. You can feel safe in a compromised relationship. You can feel...
Oh, totally.
Okay, so some of these things can cross over to the other three, right? Okay, because I'm like...
100%.
And... I can see why there's so many in the compromise. And maybe the word, like you said, it might have the negative connotation that they're settling and it's a negative thing, but it may not be a negative thing. Just like transitory, we've all been in transitory relationships. I was in one before I met Dana. That's not a negative either. It's just part of the process that we have to go through.
Absolutely.
And in the last few moments that we have, is there any piece of wisdom that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Well, relationship comes from the Latin word relatio, which means to heal and restore. So I want the world to pay attention to the concept of relationship from a healing perspective, and it's very important to be in a powerful healing relationship. And if you're in a dysfunctional relationship, don't stay there. If you're in an abusive relationship, run away. If you feel misunderstood, mistreated, redirect yourself towards you and love yourself, because it's important to be in a good relationship with your own self. So that's very important for your listeners to rethink. And again, everything starts with the relationship with your own self. And be in a good relationship with yourself and try to bring the best person in your life. And no matter what relationship you're in, make the best of it.
That's beautiful. It's like bring your best self to it, because that will enhance it. I love, there was another one as we come to an end that I just wanted to end with. It was being in the present and not in the past. And for me, that has been a key, because I think we bring up our old wounds when we go into these triggered conversations. And now it's like, when you shared that present, not past, that one really resonated, because that was my pattern for so many years. I'm going to throw everything and the kitchen sink at you when we talk. And it was a tough one to heal, but I just want to say thank you, because I'm glad we reconnected again. I'm so glad that you could be on the show today.
Oh,
I know we're going to be doing more together and sharing some more of your wisdom.
I love you, Linda. You are a joy to the world and a blessed, beautiful soul.
I'm so glad that we reconnected after many years. Yeah, we had met when Aspire first came on, was first born, really. And it's going to be 12 years old. We're starting our 12th year next week.
Amazing.
So thank you again for being here.
Linda.
I will wish everyone a blessed day. And until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, everyone. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.